This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The author of many of Colorado's recent police reforms says the larger investigation into the Aurora Police Department must continue after three officers were indicted in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod's Law Enforcement Accountability Bill from last year allows the Attorney General to investigate the patterns and practices of entire police departments to look for ways they may be violating people's rights. Harrod says the McClain case shows how much that oversight is needed.
We continue to see departments lift up and support bad behavior, and that needs to be rooted out.
The AG has been using the new law to investigate the Aurora Police and Fire Departments over the past year. Aurora officials say they are cooperating fully in the investigation and are committed to reforming policing in the city. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And those three police officers, as well as two paramedics involved in the death of Elijah McClain, turned themselves into the Glendale Police Department late Wednesday night. They posted bond immediately and were released, according to a police spokesman. One of the police officers was fired last year, and the other two have been suspended indefinitely without pay from the agency. They face criminal charges in Adams County. El Paso County Sheriff deputies shot and killed a man in Payton last night. According to KKTV, deputies say the man was suicidal and armed with a gun. The suspect allegedly shot at police after members of a mental health unit spent several hours trying to talk him down. Three deputies then returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. This is CPR and KRCC. Here and now starts this hour. Coming up first, we'll hear details about Texas's new anti-abortion law. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.